Welcome back to Cinema Central, fellow movie enthusiast. As always, I'm your host, DJ Ace. And this week, it is time to talk about Terminator Dark Fate, which released in theaters on November 1st. I will admit, after the last two reviews, I needed a good popcorn movie, and this film delivered. I also will say that I was a little behind on this one, but you know, it happens. But I'm here now to talk about this film. I will be going back to the usual format. I will give you my initial impressions and then go into the spoiler review. But before I start discussing a film about the end of the world, I wanted to take a moment to tell you about a small way you can help prevent our world from ending. If you haven't heard about Team Trees yet, it is an online initiative to plant 20 million trees across the planet. It is benefiting the Arbor Day Foundation, who will do the actual tree planting. All you have to do is make a donation on teamtrees.org. And believe me, as someone who is constantly telling you whether or not to see a movie, I would never tell you to do something that I wouldn't do. So I've already donated to this particular cause, and I hope you would consider donating as well. $1 gets a tree planted, and if Elon Musk can donate $1 million, the least I can do is donate a few bucks. Thanks for letting me give you that little plug, and now onto the actual review of Terminator Dark Fate. Terminator Dark Fate is a movie that had a lot riding on it, and for the most part, delivers a good flick. There is a lot of talent in this film, with James Cameron producing, and of course Arnold Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton coming back to the franchise was a big deal. The movie itself is pretty straightforward while still managing to pull out a few surprises along the way. I would say that what this movie does is try and take the best parts of Terminators 1 and 2 and mash them together. Whether or not they succeed, that's up for you to decide, but odds are if you are a fan of those classic movies, then you will find enjoyment from this movie. Unfortunately, it's fair to say that this franchise will not be back, as it was a total box office bomb, which is unfortunate because I felt that the movie was a step in the right direction for the franchise, and it did some pretty interesting things while also leaving the door open for a potential sequel. But it may have been too little, too late for the Terminator franchise. Those were my initial thoughts. Now it's time for the spoilers. You have been warned. I like the intro of the movie with the callback to the recordings of Sarah Connor in the psychiatric facility from Terminator 2. Actually, I have to say, if there has been one consistent thing in the Terminator movies, it's the intro, because it's always just reminding us about the end of the world at the hands of the machines. And this movie is no different. But still, I like the callback. And speaking of Sarah Connor, I really thought Linda Hamilton coming back to this role was a great move. It was obviously a main push for the trailers and the marketing. But as for the movie, she was great. I liked the whole grizzled veteran vibe, and most of her scenes were pretty BA, which is what I like to see from that character. However, I think probably the biggest issue a lot of people have with this movie was the opening scene after the intro, where another T-800 Terminator kills John Connor, her son, whom they saved at the end of Terminator 2. It was a very shocking moment for sure, but I think it kind of rubbed some people the wrong way. Like, we already know that the Terminator timeline is a jacked up mess at this point, but this movie voids movies 3, 4, and 5, which is fine with me, but they also kind of undid all of Terminator 2, the best Terminator movie, at the very beginning of this film, and I think some folks felt a little betrayed. I, however, was more intrigued because, again, it was a very bold move, very surprising, and made me very interested in where the rest of this movie was going to take it. So we have a new character played by Mackenzie Davis named Grace, who's from the future, and she is an enhanced human. I actually like this new concept because it mixes up the formula a little bit. I'm glad they put limits on this whole enhancement process, and that gave it a real glass cannon kind of feel. And she says it in the movie, something along the lines, if you don't kill a Terminator in the first few minutes, you're dead anyway, because as you saw, her body starts to shut down, and the only way to keep going is to give herself some sort of super vitamin cocktail. And I thought the performance was good, and she did well with a lot of the action. Speaking of good performances, Gabriel Luna played the new future Terminator, the Rev-9, and I like that this model was able to actually act a lot more human than Terminators of the past. Because it is meant to be the ultimate infiltrator, it is also worth noting that he played Ghost Rider in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Also, this new model was super gnarly with the nanotech in tandem with the exoskeleton, but to be fair, this is something that has been done before in Terminator 3 and Terminator 5. And of course, you can't have a Terminator film without the main man Arnold, so even though the feature caused by Skynet was stopped, it makes total sense that a supercomputer from the future would have contingencies and have sent more than one Terminator to kill Sarah/John Connor, which we saw in the beginning of the film. And now Sarah has since been killing even more Terminators that were sent back in time. But back to Arnold, dude was funny in this movie, as only he can be. Though I will admit the idea of him adapting to living a normal life as a Terminator was a bit of a stretch, even for me, and probably for most people, because unlike in Terminator 2, he is never reprogrammed to be a good guy. So it is hard to believe that a literal killing machine would just set up shop with a family in Texas. But they needed a way to get Arnold to be his normal, charming self, and that's what we got. The one thing that was kind of silly about this movie was that it tried to keep you in suspense as to why they needed to protect his girl Dani from the Rev 9, but it was pretty super obvious by the time they actually say the reason, which of course is that she leads the human resistance against the new AI Legion in the future. But I'm just like, it's a Terminator movie. We know the formula. It has not changed in any of these movies. There's always someone to protect, and whoever it is has to save humanity. So within the first 10 minutes of the movie, when we see the Rev 9 trying to kill her, it's pretty obvious why she is important to the plot of the film. I will also say that one area this movie does excel at is the action. It is worth noting that this movie was directed by Tim Miller, who directed the first Deadpool movie. The one overarching theme that I thought was interesting about this movie was the idea that Judgment Day is always going to happen, because even though Sarah stopped it in 1997, it still happens in the future. The difference is instead of Skynet, it's Legion trying to kill all of humanity. It's a subtle hint that humanity will always cause its own self-destruction. How's that for a light, happy thought? Anyway, so that's all I really have to say about Terminator Dark Fate. Was it as good as Terminator 1 and 2? No, not in my opinion. Was it better than Terminators 3, 4, and 5? Yes. Unfortunately, while negating so many of the other Terminator movies, this movie was also trying to soft reboot the franchise. And in an era where having a franchise is the hot thing to do, the Terminator series is far too late. As this movie tanks at the box office with mediocre reviews, it is clear that this story will not be revisited for a very long time, which is kind of a shame, but it was kind of inevitable. That's all I have to say about Terminator Dark Fate. Thanks for listening to Cinema Central Movie Enthusiasts. I'm DJ Ace, and I'll be back. Booyah!